this week, the court case against two activists who blocked the road into Pine Gap, 28 kilometres southwest of Alice Springs, has concluded. Defendants Carmen Robinson and Tommy Walker pleaded not guilty, claiming the US military facility is allegedly participating in crimes against humanity. Sentenced to a six-month community correction order. The Wire's contributor from ACCC, Kate Lyons-Dawson, spoke with Carmen Robinson and barrister John Lawrence about the case and what comes next.
Obviously, I'm disappointed with the outcome handed down by the judge, but to be honest, I'm feeling more energised than ever. I'm feeling more vindicated than ever because what we heard in the court was the expert evidence of Professor Richard Tanter, who's a research professor at the Nautilus Institute and an expert in his field of surveillance and international intelligence. And what we heard from him was, I think, a groundbreaking thing. He gave unequivocal evidence of Pine Gap's participation in the genocide against Palestinian people at the hands of the Israeli occupying forces. And that's something that we haven't heard in those courts before. It was, there were facts laid down that weren't questioned by the prosecutor. They weren't contested by the prosecutor. They weren't contested by the judge. And so what I feel is actually quite a triumphant outcome, because we've now broken ground in the courtrooms to be having conversations about genocide and Australia's culpability in that in ways that haven't happened before.
We've previously reported and interviewed people taking part in those ongoing vigils that are being organised by Mbantwa for Palestine. It's showing a general wider community interest is starting to grow again around this facility. How important has that been for you?
In the actions that we've been taking, we're gaining ground on previously gained ground, and we're working on the backs of previous labour, and we're continuing the resistance of previous movements. And the original resistance to that place started with Aranda families who were trying to resist the development of Pine Gap on their lands, which of course ended in the permanent and forced displacement of Aranda families. So this fight has been happening since the late 60s. It's involved huge numbers of people, both Aranda traditional owners, families, other First Nations people, non-Indigenous people. There was, over the time, thousands of people involved in trying to shut that place down.
Now, you mentioned Richard Tanter as being one of the sources of informing your opinion that had made you do that action on the 27th of November. He was allowed to, at one point, give evidence. I might bring you in, John Lawrence, as well here. How important was it to have that as a defence?
Yeah, it was supportive of the actions. What Carmen and Tommy did was they were charged with obstructing the traffic. It's a relatively minor charge in the scheme of things. But their defence to obstructing the traffic, which they admitted doing, was that it was justified. And it was justified on the basis that they were preventing the commission of another offence. And the other offence that was being committed was the commission of war crimes and crimes against humanity, which are offences which are contained in the Commonwealth Criminal Code and which came into law in 2002. When Australia signed up to what is called the Treaty of Rome. The Crown's argument was successful. The judge ruled that he didn't consider it relevant. He didn't give any reasons upon what the basis was for him finding what we said was centrally relevant.
Was that an important point, that no one did contest the actual substance of what he was saying there in court, like both the judge and the prosecutor?
Absolutely. It means that it's, if you like, accepted. The reason that it was excluded was they considered it not relevant to the defence, which is a legal issue. It's not an issue as to the facts and the expertise of what he said. But as it happened, it wasn't the reason why we were found guilty. The reason why we were found guilty was that in their defence, which is a justification, which is that they were preventing another offence, war crimes, they ironically didn't use any force. And the wording of the statute which establishes that defence does include wording that what you do includes the application of force, whatever that might mean in law. And we presented arguments that force doesn't necessarily mean anything physical contact-wise. It can be just taking action to prevent other people doing stuff.
Barrister John Lawrence ending that story by ACCC's Kate Lyons-Dawson. For the full interview, go to our website at thewire.org.au.